You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Nova Safo. The Federal Reserve's Vice Chair for Supervision, Michael Barr, is set to appear today at a Senate Banking Committee hearing that's focused on the recent spate of bank failures, including at Silicon Valley Bank. Also testifying are the heads of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and a Treasury Undersecretary. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live with the details. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
So you've gotten a look at Barr's prepared testimony. What does he plan to tell lawmakers?
Well, he'll say SVB's failure is a, quote, textbook case of mismanagement. He talks about how SVB's business was concentrated in the volatile tech sector and how it grew very quickly, but it didn't manage the risk of its holdings of U.S. Treasury bonds, which lost value as interest rates rose.
You know, Nancy, that sounds a lot like there's the blame game getting started here.
Absolutely. Both Barr and the head of the FDIC are putting a lot of blame on SVB's management. The FDIC could fine the executives and board members of SVB and Signature Bank, which also failed. But there will probably also be questions about how these banks were regulated.
Yeah, and some lawmakers want to revisit changes that were made to Dodd-Frank, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, in 2018, Congress changed the law so that banks like SVB and Signature, with assets between $100 billion and $250 billion, didn't have to meet as many requirements. So they didn't have to keep as big of a cash cushion on hand to meet demand if depositors started withdrawing their money. They also didn't have to go through as much stress testing where bank examiners evaluate how they would react to things like a recession. And this is all sure to come up in today's hearing.
Indeed, it'll be interesting. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.